Hello, everybody. Here is Mike Zumo, host of the Man of Screen podcast, bringing you my final pick of this Two True Freaks Justice League draft. And would you believe that I had my seventh round pick pretty much wrapped up this morning? Well, at first, the character I wanted was taken off the table. And then the character I was going to originally pick with this pick is still out there. My original pick was going to be Wonder Girl, the Cassie Sandsmark version, because I felt as though I should have at least one representative of the Wonders in my Justice League. Wonder Woman herself and Donna Troy have already gone, but... And then Charlie Niemeyer opened the floodgates when he chose the Kingdom Come Superman. Now, that just opened up a whole new world for me, because, you know, I have a Superman podcast. The Man of Screen podcast covers Superman on TV and in film from the Fleischers in 1941 until the day when I finally surrender. For those of you who don't know, I am currently up to the Superboy television show in the late 80s and early 90s. But anyway, that gave me an idea. I can still get Superman. It's not exactly the original classic, you know, red, yellow, and blue Superman. It is Superman, whose secret identity is Bruce Wayne, from the 1993 Superman Speeding Bullets Elseworld book. See Charlie taking the Kingdom Come Superman? You opened up the floodgates for me to carry on with this nonsense. So now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Superman Speeding Bullets, it's not a great story. It's, I don't know, but it's one that always, I don't know, stuck with me because it's actually a combination of Superman and Batman. Apparently, Superman is found by the Waynes instead of the Kents. He trades in a Martha, but gains a Thomas. And he, again, like always, he sees his parents murdered, disintegrates Joe Chill right on the spot, and then kind of blocks it out as a traumatic event. Eventually, when he becomes all grown up, he remembers, and he basically becomes, I think, a pretty brutalish Batman with superpowers. Now, I didn't read the whole thing this earlier today when I decided to make this pick, but I kind of glanced through it. I had forgotten that Lex Luthor becomes a very rotund and tubby Joker. But eventually, being Batman is kind of his first incarnation. You see during the last page in an article, and the whole thing is framed by an article written by Lois Lane, is that on the last panel of the book, you see that he is taking on the role of Superman. His costume is a little bit different. It's not really the classic costume. It's got something over his face a little bit. So it's very 90s-ish. But it is Kal-El. It is the same person. It's just, what if he landed in Gotham instead of Smallville? I mean, like I said, not a great story, but I don't know. It's one that always stuck with me. So if I can't have Clark Kent, and to be quite honest, it never dawned on me to take the Kingdom Come Superman. But thanks to Charlie taking Kingdom Come Superman, it kind of opened the door for me to do this. Now, obviously, I don't know anything about what kind of Superman he would have been, but the story seemed to imply that he, toward the end, when he traded in his Batsuit, he kind of walked away from the Batman brutality and became more of a Superman with a more traditional attitude. So, there's my pick. Round 7 of the Justice League draft, rounding out my Justice League. A combination of Batman and everything he brings to the table, and Superman, the Speeding Bullet Superman. And I guess I will see you in round 8. Later.